Sit, take a load off. Thanks. Is it good?
I think so.
If not, I'll help you. Come on in, come on in. Well, nice to see you all. Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Carla, for praying. What a beautiful prayer. And it's really neat to be able to bring things before the Lord, and it's really a precious thing. I don't have an award this month. And it's not because we haven't been working hard, because we have, haven't we? Don't we all know how hard we've been working? I think it's mostly just because we're heads down and trying to really serve our customers, and just grateful for all of what you're doing and for all the things that are being accomplished through us. Last month, I talked about how well we're doing as a company. This month, I also want to talk about business, but I want to talk about business from the side of a business owner. And I don't want you to take this at all personally. I don't want you to worry. I don't want you to be fretful. I just want to share with you some of the thinking that I do as a business owner. I think a lot of times business is kind of misunderstood in our society. We think of it maybe as a big evil or a corporation that's just out to gouge everybody or whatever it is. And I want to just share some of my thinking in this whole arena, raise some of your understanding maybe of how we view the world. And it comes from two comments that I recently heard from employees that used to work in the building. And I thought, wow, they've been in the building. I don't think they actually even understood what was going on here in the building. Now, the first one said, "You ruined my life when you laid me off." Wow, took my breath away. Because I thought, that is totally not why we're ever in business, is it? We don't ever want to be ruining someone's life. But I had to think about that, and I thought, now wait a minute. Business is just part of what we do. It's just part of our activity, right? Isn't our life so much more than that? How can it be that your life is ruined because you got laid off? And I actually think it's kind of a false statement. Because if you're good enough to get a job at Sunlight, think about the interview process you all went through and how we try to choose the best of the best. Even if you were laid off, you're still better than probably 90% of all the employees that are out there. So it's kind of like, well, how did that even happen? How did you get that misconception that that's not true? And I had to kind of go back to Wayne's comment. A number of years ago, Wayne was talking about how business is different. It's not a charity. It's not a church. And we're not chumps. And he hasn't talked about that in a while, but I think he almost needs to resurrect that one. Well, a business, of course, cannot be in the charity business. We just can't. My brother-in-law, Pete, hired 22 people at one point in time. He had a bustling business going, but the problem was he wasn't making any money. So, and all of those people actually needed a job, so he couldn't let any of them go, and he ultimately closed his doors, okay? When you're talking charity, a charity does have to provide for people, but a business is a bigger purpose. A business has to stay in business, and how they do that is by watching costs. It's one of those things when I meet with Marla, I say, how are the numbers? How are things going? How are we doing financially? Employees are an expensive, a big part of what we pay. And I think every year you get a paper that says this is how much you earned, but this is how much we paid for your insurance, this is how much we paid. That's a big list, and all of those numbers are real, and they come out of what we do. I think we don't want to be chumps. We don't want to be people that are doing things that are foolish just because we're nice. We want to be nice, of course we do, but we also want to be careful with the things that we do. We're not a church that everybody can come in and we all can be here, and that's good. A church is a good thing, but that's not what we are. We're a business, and a business has a responsibility. We pay our employees gladly. I mean, we just think you're all terrific. We couldn't do what we do without you. You're an asset, and we're grateful for you. But we also always need to be looking at what fits with our mission. Now, the gal that was laid off, that's unusual. She did not have a role that actually had evolved with the company and got laid off as a result. At that point, if that happens to you, God forbid, it's not in my plan, right? This is not what I'm talking about. Build your skill set. Come on, guys, we can do this, can't we? We have to watch our expenses. I was thinking about this, and I thought, you know, a business is a lot like our own personal lives, right? We have to pay our rent. A business has to pay the rent. It's just a lot bigger. So say your rent is $1,000. Our rent is a lot more than that, like maybe 25 times as much. So So everything is just bigger. So the numbers are just bigger that you have to watch. We have to pay for the inventory. Big, big expense. We pay benefits, equipment. There's just things that have to be covered. Everything, so inventory is a little bit like buying groceries for yourself, right? But ours are just a lot more expensive. On top of that, a business has a lot of taxes that you might not be aware of. We pay taxes on our building. We pay taxes on each one of you. That's a big piece of what we pay. We pay unemployment. We pay taxes actually on every book that's in the back. We pay taxes on our inventory. We pay taxes on our profits. I can remember a number of years ago, this was when we first moved into the building, which I think was 1997. I can't remember who the financial person was at that time, but they brought me a bill, and I had to write a check for $1 million. I thought, wow, I wonder how many zeros are in $1 million. Here I am filling this out, and I'm thinking, that was big. That was for taxes alone. At the time, I said to John, we didn't even earn $1 million. So how in the world can we have to pay $1 million in taxes? And it was because you pay for the inventory, because that's all promise sales, right? So business has its own responsibility and its own challenges that we have to watch for. So my only point of that is, employees are terrific, but you do cost. And we have to be careful how we spend our money. The second thing I heard recently from another employee was, you can't give more benefits because you give so much to charity. We actually hear that from our customers every once in a while too. Why do you give so much to charity? Why don't you just cut my bill for me? I want to try to address that as carefully as I can. It is true. We give 50% of our net profits to charity. It's true. True statement. But what's not true is that it's coming out of your paycheck. That is totally not true. Every year, we get a big book from Mountain States. We go through it. We say, okay, a computer programmer makes this much money in the Denver area. We go with the Denver area, which is an expensive area in the world. We compare every position in our building to what's in that book. And we say, we choose, okay, and it's divided into small, medium, and large businesses. We choose to key ourselves to the large business, and we choose to pay at the top range of that score that's out there. So your pay is more than equal to what you'd be making with a large company here in Denver. So that's the first thing we do. We also watch the world. I've mentioned in other talks that part of my job is to read a lot of things that are out there. Read the Wall Street Journal every day, read every business magazine I can find, just try to keep a score on what's happening. And part of what happened with the whole benefits thing with insurance, we just can't figure out exactly what's happening with the whole Obamacare, whatever it's called.
Affordable Care Act.
Partially, if it was a law that was written like this and we could read it and say, yea, verily, this is what we do. The problem is the law changes on a regular basis. I think it slowed down, but there was a year where it was like almost every day we'd see something else. At that point, as a business owner, you say, okay, how do I plan wisely for this? So we're going to adjust how we do benefits. We're going to adjust based on the current reality in the world. So it was totally came out of the fact that, wow, we were just spinning our heads. I'm here to tell you that every week when I'd meet with Lydia, she'd kind of go, well, it just changed again, and I'm not sure I won. Anyway. And as a person who's trying to plan for the future, we need to have a better understanding of even how the world's going. So that's why the insurance changed. It did not change because we couldn't afford to pay it to you, okay? We plan to pay a little less because we want profit sharing to be a reality, okay? So what happens is at the end of the year we say, okay, how much extra do we have? Let's divvy up that money and give that to all of you who work so hard. The goal is to motivate us all to work because we go, you know what? If we work hard, if we work smarter, if we get this done, we get more profits. That is purposeful. We want you to have a part of the benefit of, look what I did, and I have the chance to earn a little more. That is written into our DNA, and we've done it from the beginning, and I feel like it's an important thing that we'll continue to do. So it's one of those where We don't go to the 100% of what people make in Denver because we want you to earn that extra piece. Does that make sense? Does that seem reasonable to you? Okay, and so where is the profit money? The money that's going to charity, okay, where does that come from? When you buy stocks in a company, you are saying, okay, I believe in this company, and I'm going to give you some money so that when you have profits, you'll give me a portion of those profits, right? That's what stocks actually are. It's kind of muddied because we usually do it through a big broker. But what happens with a stock is you say, I'm going to buy a portion of this company, and when you succeed, I get part of that money back, correct? Is that how that works? That is how it actually works. So the stock owners get profits from the company as a reward for the risks that they've taken. The profits of the company, John and I take a lot of those, and we could use them to buy a big house. We could use them to buy a boat. We could use them to buy a big car. That is usually what happens with an owner. Just is. If you look around, the owners, they've got the big gaudy jewelry in there, and we do some of that too. But on the whole, we choose to live a simple lifestyle and give that money to charity instead. That is not coming out of what you earn. That's not coming out of your benefits. That's not coming out of any of those kinds of things. So if somebody says that to you, you say, now hold on, the boss talked about that, and you're not right in that. So hopefully I can explain some of that as well. So it's our choice, and we're glad to do that, and we're grateful that there are profits. We're profits that we can share with everybody in the building, that we can give some of them away, and it's all a good thing. So thank you so much for what you do. Any questions on that? Because while business is confusing, how does this all work? And I'd be glad to try to answer them. Oh, I'm glad it's so clear.
Who here has ever started a business?
Started and failed.
Hard. It's hard to
was
start a business.
90% of small businesses end up failing in the first 5 years, something like that. Anyway, so those of you that have done it, you know, running a business like this is exponentially greater, more in terms of responsibility and things to think about and lose sleep about sometimes.
Sometimes. So, I haven't had a whole lot of that because I come from the mindset that this is the Lord's company. I'm glad to run it as long as I can. And if He chooses to take it away, I'd be sorry for all of us who would lose our jobs. But on the whole, I'm going to give my very best efforts. And if He chooses to close it down, that is His prerogative. So then you don't lose a lot of sleep either. Yeah. So that's a mercy. But you're right. There's a lot of, when we first started, every year we'd put our home, personal home, on the line so we could buy inventory for the company. That gets old after a while. You're going, okay, now wait a cotton picking minnow. You know I'm going to be on the street. So that we can send our customers books. So go ahead.
I'm sorry if I missed it, but you had said that you were going to address about the customers wanting to know why you don't reduce the prices for them.
And I didn't address that. That's a good question. How do we respond to our customers who would ask for a better break? And we would respond to them by saying, we price our things fairly. And a business needs income to survive. Can't make it without income. That's just the reality of a business. So as we've been very careful with the money, therefore we have profits. It's not because we've gouged our customers. That's totally not where we live. If you look at our books, they say, you know, $4.95 at the back of the book. We charge $4.95 for a book plus a discount off of that. We charge a fair, reasonable price in the whole marketplace for even our instructor's guides compared to everybody else that's out there. So it's one of those where we provide them with terrific service. Pavitsa, who's awesome, gets us great prices, and we pass those terrific prices on to our customers. If we get, you know, art supplies at a terrific price, by God, those prices go down. So we have not responded to our customers in that because sometimes it sounds like winding, and we prefer not to. We probably should, but it's I haven't heard it lately. But thank you. That was a good question.
Thank you.
No, no worries. I said to Tim, this is the one people are probably going to stone me on.
Well, anytime you talk about business, it was just different. Anyway.
There's a lot of negative stuff.
A lot of negative stuff. Right. Thanks, Luke.